What have you learned about, connecting with the patient, and especially when they are anxious or when they don't really trust healthcare professionals? There
Well,
are some patients out there like that. How do you talk to them and comfort them, reassure them?
there are, and I think that's a lot where the diversity training comes in, because some cultures, I feel like meaningful touch is really important. I think it really is very significant. I mean, it besides the fact that it's documented that it's healthy to have so many positive touches a day and all that, I think it's like you're passing compassion through your fingertips to touch them. And I think it's really important. But some cultures that, the touch is not, I mean, it's a matter of respect. And so you have to channel your connectivity to them by the way that you speak with them or who you speak with in the family. Do you only speak to the elder in the family, or are you allowed to speak to the actual patient? Or, and so the diversity training helps a lot, I think, with how to approach relating to your patient and understanding where they're coming from. Then it helps you be able to do it. I think compassion is universal, and I think they can see that even if they may not quite understand, or even if we don't quite understand their perspective. I think that shines through totally anyhow. And I don't think there's anything wrong with letting your patient see sometimes. Sometimes it is very deeply emotional or touching to you. And I have been known to cry with patients before. I think we have to be able to relate on the level that it takes, and for them to understand that it's not just us touching them, but that they touch our lives as well. And that we have, things that we will take with us forever that we learn from our patients. It's a mutual education, not just a one-sided. But one of the first things I learned when I was just a young nurse, you have monitors, you have IV pumps, you got stuff beeping, you got all kinds of stuff in the room. You walk in and you're like, oh wow, and I called something on a patient, and it turned out to not be anything. And the doctor told me, said, you have to still, the most important thing is to look at your patient. And I thought, what simple words of wisdom, because sometimes we get so caught up in our documentation and this and that and that, and all that. And if we would just look at our patient so many times, we could see so much more than just all the other. So when I get into those serious situations, I try to push back the emotion and I try to look at my patient.